This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 5th. Old Town Florist in Chaffin was completely destroyed by a fire this morning. County Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said the blaze started when a lithium-ion battery overheated. Fire crews and apparatus from at least 9 departments responded. We have more on this story on our website. Warrants have been issued for a Chaffin man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kinzel is on the run from law enforcement, but the child's mother, Haley Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse resulting in serious injury. See this story on our website for more. Tonight is National Night Out in Whiteville and Chaffin, and at last check, both events were still scheduled to go as long as the rain blows on through. Whiteville and the Columbus County Sheriff's Office will hold their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the City Hall parking lot. Chaffin Police and other first responders will host residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 until 8. County commissioners on Monday set 2 public hearings on new planned unit developments in the county. A project on Dothan Road will build an additional 190 homes if it's approved, while 1,120 are proposed for Peacock Road at Tabor City. The hearings will be held at the regular commissioners meeting on August 28th. Commissioners also recognize the local Dixie youth baseball and softball teams that dominated state and national championships last week. Sheriff's Office is seeking a white male suspected of several break-ins and larcenies in the Riglewood area. The man has been caught on surveillance footage, knocking on doors and scouting properties. Check out his picture in the story at CCN or call 910-642-6551 if you have information about the suspect. A former postal worker at Evergreen could serve 20 years in prison for embezzlement. Robert Raquan Patterson pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in federal court this week to misappropriating $74,000 while he worked at Evergreen. Court documents show that Patterson forged postal money orders to himself using fraudulent debit and credit card payments. Officials are monitoring 4 storm systems right now in the Atlantic Basin. While Tropical Storm Dexter will have no impact on land, it's liable to upset some fish in the North Atlantic. But a weak coastal low could bring torrential rains later on this week, depending on the path of the storm. There are also 2 tropical waves developing in what's been termed the breeding ground of the Atlantic, stretching from Africa to the mid-Atlantic. The Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 until 4 p.m. on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. The Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for this year's Citizens Academy. The free 10-week program gives a behind-the-scenes view of all operations at the CCSO, from investigations to detention. You must be 21 years of age and be able to pass a background check. Call 910-642-6551 or see the story on our website for more. Application deadline is August 29th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.